Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Instead of a debate, dueling town halls. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. NBC is going to host a town hall tomorrow for President Trump in Miami, where his debate with Joe Biden was supposed to be, until it was changed to a virtual event and the president refused to take part.
So if I don't always play by the rules of the Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you.
That was the president rallying in Pennsylvania, saying he feels like Superman after his coronavirus recovery.
All I know is I took something, whatever the hell it was, I felt good very quickly.
That was an antibody treatment, and a similar one being tested by Eli Lilly's just been put on hold as federal health regulators have safety concerns. The president's Democratic challenger will have his own town hall tomorrow night on ABC from Philadelphia. Joe Biden told supporters in Florida,
"The longer Donald Trump remains president, the more reckless he becomes. Three more weeks before we end this madness."
In an hour, Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing resumes.
From abortion to health care to gun control to election disputes, Judge Barrett refusing to show her hand on how she would vote on any particular case as Democrats grilled her.
And then each of the 22 senators on the committee gets another 20 minutes today to keep questioning Barrett. When the full Senate returns next week, the focus is back on more financial aid for Americans in the corona crisis. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's scheduling a procedural vote next week on coronavirus relief legislation.
We will go to the floor again Monday with another effort to try to get an outcome, even in the midst of this hotly contested election.
Senate Republicans could re-vote on their skinny bill, filibustered by Democrats last month, or they could take up a modified measure. The effort is likely to fail, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding firm on calls for a barter bill that includes aid for state and local governments. Dave?
America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
While Amy Coney Barrett faces more questions in her bid to be the next Supreme Court justice, the eight members on the court now sided with the Trump administration in a census dispute.
The U.S. Supreme Court has effectively stopped the once-a-decade headcount of every U.S. resident from continuing through the end of October. The Trump administration had asked the nation's high court to suspend a district court's order permitting the 2020 census to continue through the end of the month. While the decision was unsigned, Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor registered her dissent writing, meeting the deadline at the expense of the accuracy of the census is not a cost worth paying. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
The administration says it wants to stop now so it can meet an end-of-the-year deadline to have a final tally, which helps apportion seats in Congress and dole out federal funding. More than 13 million Americans have already voted, and more can cast ballots today in states allowing early voting. In Virginia, a pre-election snafu.
A roadside utility crew accidentally cut a fiber-optic cable, crashing the state's online voter registration system Tuesday, the last day to register before next month's election. Voting advocates say the timing couldn't be worse. Many Virginians register on deadline day based on frequent reminders in the news and on social media. Advocates are also blasting the state for the technological failure and are promising legal action to extend the deadline. The cable was installed in the spring to help the state handle increased demand during the coronavirus, but Governor Ralph Northam admits there was no backup. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
In Palm Beach County, Florida, a municipal worker has been suspended without pay for flying a Trump 2020 flag from his government truck. In baseball's playoffs, Atlanta stayed undefeated. The Braves beat the LA Dodgers to go up 2-0. Tampa Bay beat Houston again to take a 3-0 series lead. And a rare Tuesday night NFL game, Tennessee beat Buffalo 42-16. Titans still undefeated. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-Day Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, still a locally owned business providing quality products and true service. Call them today for your copy needs, 352-0428. Well, high today is going to be touching about 79 eventually.
It's true.
But 45 and clear now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a nice day for the remainder of the next 10 days. There's going to be some rain, which has been few and far between. So today's high 79 under some windy conditions. Thursday, chance of rain, high 57. Going to be down to 30, so the hose on the spigot thing, I'd go ahead and remove that today.
Have you done that?
Nope, I took one off. I've got a couple more. Anyway, overnight tonight, 30. Friday, we're looking at 60. Saturday, 64. Only 55 Sunday, so it feels like the middle of October.
Uh-huh.
45 now and clear. ESPN 93.5. Amy Coney Barrett, day two. She endured till 9 p.m. last night.
Oh, man, I feel so bad for her.
It was 30 minutes from each senator. Not all Republican senators took the full complement of their time, but the Democrats did. And CNN said if it was a different president at a different time, she'd get 70 senators supporting her.
I would say so.
Is she not as impressive of a woman?
Agreed. And she's not eye-rolling when the camera's on her on some of this stuff.
Did you see Senator Cornyn said, Judge Barrett, would you mind showing your notes? And she held up a pad and she showed it. And he said, what's on there? She said, the heading, United States Senate. There were no notes.
Wow.
Everybody else was reading from this massive notebook of notes that all their staffers put together.
Uh-huh.
Highlighted quotes, all the... She was remembering everything, case history, laws, statutes, off the top of her head.
Unbelievable woman.
Christian asked me what we did for dinner Friday. I didn't know. How do you, and women text me, is she not massively impressive? A wife, a mother of seven, and that kind of intellect and that kind of empathy, saying the George Floyd case affected them greatly because she has two black children she adopted from Haiti. Impressive woman.
My policy views, my moral convictions, my religious beliefs do not bear on how I decide cases, nor should they. It would be, you know, and it would be in conflict with my judicial oath. I think that you choose the law and you've structured the Affordable Care Act. It's a complex, long statute. I think you set the policy. And then I think when a court has to interpret the statute or decide how it applies in a certain circumstance, the court looks to traditional legal materials, looks to the briefs.
Supreme Court constitutional law analyst, New Civil Liberties Alliance Executive Director, General Counsel Mark Chenoweth, former Chief of Staff to Representative and now Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Other than that, Mark, you've done nothing. How are you?
Doing great. How are you this morning?
Well, good. I'm jaw-dropping impressed with this candidate. Am I alone, or does everybody see what I'm seeing?
If anyone watched the hearings, they would see what you're seeing. She is absolutely top shelf.
Her intellect, she's doing the John Roberts. John Roberts, I don't think, had any notes either. How do you go into something like that when they're asking you about case history and rattle off statutes the way she's... I'm telling you, I mean, Mark, maybe you can do that. I can't.
That is not my forte, no. I think it's one thing to be able to remember those sort of things with a line of notes or, oh, you know, some trigger word or something that brings back a case or a holding or what have you. But she's pulling some of the, and they're not all her own cases either. There was one example in particular I remember. She just happened to pull the exact right Supreme Court case that was about 4 or 5 years old, and she named it and gave the exact holding. And It's not the kind of case that comes up very often. So she's obviously just has terrific command of her subject matter.
I would have tended to say, wait a minute, I didn't do that. No, I didn't. She just sat there, stoic, classy. I mean, with incredible composure. That's just a God-given gift.
Poise, grace, absolutely. I thought it was impressive. And for 11 hours as well. I mean, just sitting still for that long is a challenge for some of us.
Okay, so day one with the questioning, day two today, now 20-minute rounds. Is there something that comes out after all this? Are they working all the negative things that they always do? What do you expect?
Probably more of the same. I felt like all of the hot buttons that we thought would get touched got touched yesterday, whether that's Roe v. Wade or the Affordable Care Act or what have you. So I'm not sure that there's anything left for today. I suspect that there some of the it'll be the same questions asked by different people, would be my guess. Some of the folks who ask questions, those same questions will get asked by different senators today, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And then as far as packing the court, which is apparently what the plan is if the Democrats win it all, and I guess that's possible, although looking at the Donald Trump rally last night, there seems to be a disconnect between polls and reality, in my opinion. But packing,
if you look at everything but the polls, then I'd say things are trending in his direction.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, 2016, Hillary was supposed to win 99%. In any event, as far as you know, all of this out there, she's going to be confirmed, I would think, voted in by Election Day, isn't she?
Yes, that's the timeline. There might be some ability to delay the vote for a week or so, but there's plenty of time to get both the committee vote and the floor vote done before Election Day, absent something unforeseen, completely unforeseen.
And if the Democrats win at all, Mark Chenoweth, can they put five more liberals or seven more liberals or whatever they want on there? That's constitutional, correct?
It does not violate the Constitution. I would say it violates or doesn't violate any provision of the Constitution. I would say that it severely undercuts judicial independence, however. Now, the whole point of the judiciary is that it's supposed to protect minority rights from the excesses of the majority. It's a counter-majoritarian force built into the Constitution. And when you start changing the makeup of the Supreme Court on the based on the outcome of an election, you start adding seats to the court, then you're turning it into something that just follows the election returns. And that is not the design of the Constitution. So it may not violate a particular provision of the Constitution for the new Congress and the new president, if there is one, to do that, but it would certainly violate constitutional norms.
Okay, and the Democrats are saying that's what Donald Trump has been doing, packing the court. That's not accurate.
I think that's Orwellian, if I can use that term. They're trying to change the definition of what court packing is. It's been understood, at least from the time of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, when he tried it, that court packing is adding members to the court to try to change what the vote outcomes would be. That what's happening right now is there was a vacancy in the court, and it's being filled by absolute normal process of the president nominating someone and the Senate voting to confirm them.
Well, and again, going back to Merrick Garland, there was a split. You had the Democratic president and the Republican Senate, and that was probably what was going to happen with that makeup.
And that historically, that's been what has happened. There have been about, I think it's 18 times or something like that, where it's happened that in an election year, there's been a vacancy. And what you see is whenever the president's party controls, almost always the confirmation takes place. I think there's only one exception. And the same, if the president's party does not control, then there isn't a confirmation. And that's consistent. So both 2016 and now are consistent with historical practice.
To your opinion, Amy Coney Barrett will be an outstanding justice?
From everything we've seen, it sure looks that way. I think her record on the Seventh Circuit, covering Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin, has been terrific. Every reason to be proud to have her on the Supreme Court.
Is Mike Pompeo as good a guy as he looks like he is?
Mike is fantastic. The thing that I tell people, and I tell every reporter who calls me, I tell them this, and they never include it in their pieces, but he's a brilliant guy. He's just super, super smart. And if John Kerry had the smarts that Pompeo has, people would have been talking about it all the time. But this is the the story that no one wants to report about Pompeo.
I always like how he kind of chuckles, like, right, I don't believe you.
You know, he does not suffer fools gladly, but he tries his best.
It's great meeting you, Mark Chenoweth. How do people reach the New Civil Liberties Alliance? How do they reach you, connect with New Civil Liberties?
NCLA.legal is our website. People are welcome to come and take a look at some of the terrific cases we have defending civil liberties from the administrative state.
Sounds like you're a pretty learned guy, Mark. Congratulations on what you're doing.
Well, thanks for having me on, and look forward to seeing what happens here with today's hearing.
I tell you what, 20 days. I can't even believe this is a big election. I really appreciate your insight and all this stuff. Thanks, Mark.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You bet. Former Chief of Staff to Representative Mike Pompeo when he was a congressman. Now he's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And Supreme Court constitutional law analyst who I think gave a very good overview. And I think for the most part, Amy Coney Barrett is massively impressive, not only her intellect, but just as a person. And she's, you know, not fallen into the traps of these questions that would put her in a corner. She just recognizes that and just says, I can't give you an opinion on that because we have to go through the process. And she referenced it many times when she quoted Ruth Bader Ginsburg about no hints, no clues, no, they're not going to tell you because I don't know the all the situations surround a case.
And that's totally a great argument. Yeah. So,
all right, here we go. Morning Sports, you can text us. What do you think of Amy Coney Barrett? If you have any thoughts, Facebook message me. I'd be very curious to know. Or text in 359-2255. We do have a Stever this morning. Stand by for that. We'll check your sports right now.
Slowly but surely, Illini basketball non-conference schedule continues to be pieced together. As we're hearing from CBS Sports that Illinois will host a four-team multi-team event at the State Farm Center November 25th through the 27th. So Illinois has agreed with three other schools November 25th through the 27th for this MTE multi-team event. And it looks like the four-team event will be a round robin with Wright State, Ohio, North Carolina, AT&T, and the Illini.
Sounds like the old Illini Classic.
Right, you know, right.
Teams that sound like we can beat. Great. It doesn't Nick Finke play for Wright State?
That might be right. Okay.
Maybe it's not Nick. It was Michael and Tim. Tim Finke.
Tim Finke,
he played
it
at Champaign Central, then Centennial. I get confused. Maybe it was Central. Anyway, he's at Wright State now after going out to Grand Canyon
University. Yep. Okay.
So it'll be Tim Finke who gets to come home. That's awesome.
That's right. So Friday's games could move to Saturday if the Ohio State and Illinois football tilt gets flexed to Friday, November 27th. So, you know, there's so many moving parts in this football schedule. We had been saying for weeks that we're starting football on October 24th, but now that's been bumped to the Friday night, October 23rd.
Right.
So there's some moving parts to this also.
Sure.
So don't put it in pen on your calendar. My mom used to say, use pencil.
Pencil with an eraser. Sometimes you have an eraser and the thing's gone from the top and you scratch it and it tears the paper.
Thank you.
I hated that.
Visual.
Yeah.
All right. Tennessee Titans beat the Buffalo Bills 42-16. Just taking a peek at Sunday. The Bears have Carolina and Indy with Cincinnati. Also in baseball, Tampa Bay was really one win away from the World Series. They had a five-run sixth inning and beat the Houston's Astros 5-2. They've got a game at 7:30 tonight, and that could cinch it and sweep the Astros.
Oh, darn. Cheaters.
Okay. So Atlanta over the LA Dodgers. That final was 8-7, and they've got a game at 5 o'clock.
Didn't see that coming.
Braves are up 2-0.
Yeah, I thought the Dodgers would pound Atlanta. So, wow. Could be Atlanta-Tampa World Series weather brought to you by your friends at Gerber Collision and Glass. Reminding you to wash your hands after returning home from any occasion. We're open and now offer contact-free estimates and repairs. Gerber thanks our own essential team members working hard to deliver safe collision repairs for you.
We're already at 47, bumped up a couple of degrees. Gusty winds up to 30 mile an hour. I mean, we have a red flag warning on this. Today's high near 80 and down to around 50 this evening. Things will be changing up for us with these windy conditions. High 57 tomorrow, down to around the freezing point. Chance of showers tomorrow morning at 40%. On Friday, we've got a high 60, low 34 with mostly sunny conditions. Again, 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I'll get to some of these comments, what you thought of Amy Coney Barrett, 359-2255, or Facebook message us. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob, ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Insurer United Health Group is reporting a stronger than expected summer quarter. United Health is also raising its forecast for the year. Healthcare IT company Allscripts Healthcare Solutions is selling its CarePort patient care business to WellSky Corporation for $1.3 billion. People are still eating at home and ordering food for delivery. Just Eat Takeaway, the parent company of Grubhub, is reporting another surge in online orders in the summer quarter. Its business jumped 46% in the quarter ending in September compared with a year ago. Just Eat is based in Amsterdam. Analysts say its investment in the business is already paying off. You could own a piece of security software company McAfee. It's making plans to go public. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Living the Bream, hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court.
The legacy, the seat that is left open now by Justice Ginsburg.
She enjoyed friendships with uncommon bedfellows, people like Justice Scalia, but recognized that at the end of the day, they served an institution and they did so with dignity and honor.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
You're moving to an abandoned summer camp near the lake. Your moving date is Friday the 13th. Your movers drop off the boxes. You open the boxes to find your treasures broken. It's just a nightmare.
Luckily, your move was with two men in a truck. All your belongings were packed and wrapped properly and made it to the lake house safely. Moving doesn't have to be a horror. Contact a local move specialist with two men in a truck for your next move. Visit twomenchampaign.com.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC. Paid for by the United States Army.
Yeah, you're talking about Mazie Hirono. She's the senator from Hawaii. She was just kind of on her own. She kept kind of asking a question and then answering for Amy Coney Barrett kind of on her own.
Right.
And then ask her if she's ever been accused of sexual assault or ask, what?
Right.
I asked everybody.
She said Kavanaugh notes on accident.
Well, she said I asked all of them. Okay. Sarah sends a message. Good morning, ACB. Amy Coney Barrett ran intellectual circles around the Democrats.
Right.
Around everybody, frankly. ABC blew away the minds of the Democrats, especially when it came to Roe v. Wade. Terry, Biden is a nut. He should retire along with Pelosi. Do you see Wolf Blitzer and Nancy Pelosi? And Wolf was called, you know, essentially a right-winger. Wolf Blitzer on CNN now talking. But he said, Madam Speaker, why wouldn't you take Trump's $1.8 trillion? There are people on the streets begging for food.
Right.
Well, Wolf, you always defend the Republicans, and you always do this. I've got the clip.
Oh, wow.
And it was really something.
Where are we? Are we in our America?
We have what I believe is a left force, a far left anarchist Marxist force that is dragging what I would call the normal Democrat toward the cliff. The country will not accept no borders, no prisons, and no police, which is what the far left want. And you're saying, well, why does that make any sense? You'd lose control of your country. That's what they want, to burn it down. They want to start it again, and nobody really has a plan, except they'll decide, and then we'll be run by five people. Be like a Politburo. In any event, it's crazy times. We'll get Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, coming up in our Wednesday segment. Bring some sense to everything. You're welcome to chime in with any opinions for or against. Love to hear what you're thinking. This Amy Coney Barrett is so impressive. I can't imagine, and I don't know, but I can't imagine how any woman wouldn't just go, wow, what she has accomplished both in her career and her family with seven children, a loving husband. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We all know how hard, if you have children, you know how difficult to balance life. She's doing seven.
Yeah.
And the dynamic of two from Haiti brings in a lot of other dynamics.
A special needs child, too.
Yep, got a Down syndrome child. I think he's five. Anyway, just to me, I mean, a woman of faith, I mean, just starting their family, sitting there right there with her, behind her husband, sitting there all day long.
I know.
With a mask on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a Stever offer. This is from PDR Automotive, John Marshall and his guys, Josh and Chuck and all the great mechanics. PDR Automotive is located on Cunningham. This is a locally owned mechanic that is terrific at what he does. So if you need a tire or three and you need some service or you need XYZ, you know, you'll go in. I'm giving you $200. They'll go in, and the clock starts when you go in now because they're going to spend their time analyzing. If you have an older vehicle, they might come out with a report card. You go, eh, and then you don't have to do the work, but I'm giving you $200.
Right.
You get Stevie J's money in the Stever program. You spend it, and I require two things. You must set up an appointment within the next 7 days. And then you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. So I'm making you a little reviewer here. That's it.
Sounds good.
I'm standing on the corner of Boulder and Windsor Road in Urbana, and I'm standing with virtual money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm handing out $100 bills. I'm going to do $1,000 today, 200 at a time. The window will open in 3 minutes. In 15 seconds,
at
Mark.
GoStever.com.
GoStever.com. You sign in. If you haven't signed up, then sign up. Takes you a minute. Password, username. I always say you'll probably forget it because everybody does. But if you're interested in $200 to PDR Automotive on Cunningham and Urbana, John and his team, they're good and honest. They'll give you an analysis. He prints out this thing that says, here's what you need, here's what you don't need, here's what we think you ought to do. And you say yes or no. Or maybe you just say, hey, I just want you to change my oil, a couple of tires, whatever $200 you'll buy. Or maybe you want to spend $700 repair and get $200 off, whatever it is.
Okay.
All right. GoStever.com for PDR Automotive. $200.
Nice.
In cash, I'm handing you virtually. But you got to take the effort to go to GoStever.com, click accept. Windows open till 8:30. You'll get an email if you're a winner. Okay, the news of the morning and more with Ed Martin, the president of the Eagle Forum and Education Legal Defense Fund, and Brother Johnny, who's in town. Stand by. 728 ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at ABCHeatingAndAC.com.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24-7.
24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
Okay, Texter wants to know what packing the court means.
Yes, and says Biden keeps getting asked about it. Yeah. Can you explain what it means and the consequences?
Well, if Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, in 1937 tried to do the same thing. He'd come off a big election victory, won the New Deal, all the things, and he had an old Supreme Court that didn't align with his New Deal. So he wanted to, quote, pack the court. That means taking nine justices the way it's been for 150-plus years
right.
to 15. Because then he could put six of his people at the Supreme Court. So you get the 15, all of a sudden you have six more, you'll outweigh the conservatives, the liberals will have more voters. So to pack the court, it means to change the rules and say, well, I can't beat them because I've got six conservatives. If Amy Coney Barrett gets in, that means I need to put... Well, if they're at nine now, put four in, then you'll have more liberals than conservatives, and right. you'll pack the court. No, what it does is it makes it another political body. This right. is supposed to be a umpire. And if you're going to do that, it'll be a Senate and a House. It'll be political.
Right.
And so then the Republicans get power, and they go to 21 justices. And the Democrats, again, they go to 25.
I don't see how you could just change the judicial branch like that.
You can. There's no unconstitutional nature of that. It's up to the ruling three branches, president, Senate, and House. If the Democrats get all three, they're going to pack the court.
Okay.
More coming up. 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is about to take more questions from members of a Senate Judiciary Committee for her Supreme Court confirmation. She says about her own beliefs, cases are judged as they come.
Judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate guns, I like abortion, I hate abortion, and walk in like a royal queen and impose, their will on the world.
The confirmation hearing wraps up tomorrow with witness testimony. An investigation of the Obama administration is over.
An unmasking investigation has ended without a final public report or any charges, according to the Washington Post. Attorney General William Barr tapped U.S. Attorney John Bash to look into whether Obama administration officials improperly sought to reveal names blacked out in intelligence reports during the 2016 election. The unmasking requests led to the exposure of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek. It's a new beginning. Call our office today at 217-352-0117. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Well, a mix of clouds and sun with gusty winds today. Winds in the south up to 30 miles per hour. A red flag warning on the day. High near 80.
What's that mean? Windy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe it's an airport thing.
Okay.
So if you're flying, all that.
That's on no fire. No fire anywhere.
Oh.
Don't burn.
Thank
don't.
You, John.
That's what a red flag means?
Well, in Colorado, you can't even grill out on a red flag.
Really?
I see.
Wow, okay.
Okay, good tip.
Yeah.
If you're gathering your leaves and stuff, don't burn them.
Yeah, don't burn your leaves, wherever that's allowed.
All right. So 50 with clear conditions tonight, but then more clouds and morning showers tomorrow. 40% shot at that. Cooler with a high 57, low 32. 34 the low on Friday night with a high of 60 with sunny conditions. Right now we're at 48 on ESPN 93.5.
I certainly didn't mean and, you know, would never mean to use a term that would cause any offense in the LGBTQ community. So if I did, I greatly apologize for that. I simply meant to be referring to Obergefell's holding with respect to same-sex marriage. No matter what anyone else may think or expect, I have not committed to anyone or so much as signaled. I've never even written. I've been in a couple of opinions in the Seventh Circuit that have been around the edges of election law. But I haven't even written anything that I would think anybody could reasonably say, oh, this is how she might resolve an election dispute. Well, it was a challenging time, as it was for every American. Our oldest daughter, Emma, who's in college, moved home at that point because she's at Notre Dame. It closed. So Emma obviously could manage her own e-learning, and our high school age children, Tess and Vivian, could too. But Jesse and I just tried to take a divide and conquer approach for the younger four. And yeah, it was quite challenging, I assure you.
Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just a few blocks away from that confirmation hearing. In fact, each year we have our annual collegians event in person, and it starts out in that room, the very room that they're doing the Judiciary Committee hearings. And this year, of course, it's all been delayed. And actually tonight, Stevie J, we'll be doing our collegians event virtually online. And then we've got our college students kind of coming in, and then we've got a bunch of speakers coming in through Skype and in our office and also. But it's interesting to watch that in that big room where we've had so many events, extraordinary historic moments.
Brother Johnny in house today. He's in town.
I heard him giving weather advice and things. So he's a jack of all trades. He's got a lot of things he can do.
Okay, I call it jaw-dropping impressive. Is that an accurate depiction of what Amy Coney Barrett is doing here in the Senate hearing?
Yeah, no, look, it's not lost on the Democrats, right? I mean, they just know, you know, yesterday when she was asked by the senator from Texas, the question about what are your notes you're referring to, because she had run off a litany of quotes and a litany of cases and case numbers, she held up a blank piece of paper and said, sorry, this is a paper I found here when I got here. I'm not using notes. And no, look, the Democrats, Robert Reich, the very, very liberal labor secretary, tweeted about how all these presidents, Republican presidents, get to appoint justices to the Supreme Court. And he listed all the ones that are already through, Roberts, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Alito, and included Amy Coney Barrett. They know she's going to get through. She'll be confirmed. She's amazing. And here's the political backdrop, though. And you guys, I don't know if you saw my email from this morning, goes out to our 80,000 viewers in my email in the morning. And it said the headline subject line was, Amy Coney Barrett is the best other running mate ever. For the next 3 weeks, the front page of all the papers are about her. And about it. So we have a 48-year-old impressive woman, intelligent, confident, serious, all-American, and Trump gets all that credit for doing this. It will have an impact on voters. It will affect women voters. It will affect moderate voters. You cannot but be impressed by this woman. It's extraordinary.
Well, I agree, Ed, and I think it'll be. I do think that she's going to, you know, be an independent thinker, and I'm not as sure what she's going to do, but I'm confident she'll be a great judge. And I think anybody who tries to predict exactly how she'll come down on various issues is kind of guessing. Because, look, there's a lot of difference between your, your personal views and how you look at precedent and the way law is written, and when you're looking at trying to uphold the law as written, it's a lot different than some of the judges we see. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I think that the more conservative like that versus they call it legislation for the bench.
The problem with Republican presidents has been that they appoint judges that fit a category, but they don't know for sure. Sandra Day O'Connor fit the category, a very historic woman judge in Arizona. But she had written in her younger career about being pro-abortion and pro-choice and all sorts of things. Turned out she was pretty moderate. But the Democrats never bother. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she wrote in the 70s about how she thought we needed to get rid of marriage between a man and a woman. They could open everybody. She wanted to get rid of the distinctions on gender, abortion. She was very pro. So when she got on, but listen, Amy Coney Barrett is a conservative. She may, you're right, have some different views. But she is a conservative in the mold of Scalia in terms of understanding the Constitution. That's a radical move on one seat of the court from Ginsburg far left.
Yeah, that's a big
to
switch.
Amy Coney Barrett to more to be. She's at least more conservative. So that's dramatic and extraordinary, and we'll see. And again, as I said before, Stevie last week or the week before, she's just a big league talent. You know, she's clearly very, very bright and talented. So that's good for America when we end up with really smart, talented people in the important spots. She's not a hack, right? She's not a she's not just an insider that got there. So it's pretty cool. And again, back to your point, the Democrats have sort of given up in the sense that they're just talking to the media and themselves and their base. And Trump is going to benefit from that for the next 3 weeks as this goes forward. And it is marching forward. Look, Mitch McConnell deserves a huge amount of credit for holding his caucus together and getting all these judges through. It's an extraordinary service to America if you believe the law needed to be adjudicated by more conservative judges, which I did.
Well, CNN said yesterday, which is shocking to me, they sat around on their panel, they said, the woman said, she's just impressive. And John King said, well, if it's a different president, a different timing, she'd get 70 votes.
Well, I think there is a switch. You go back to the difference between Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Amy Barrett. It's a whole different perspective on what the court's supposed to do and what the role of the court is. And that's why I kind of like the more conservative, hey, what did the law say? What is supposed to be enforced here, as opposed to, I think we need to start doing this. Well, that's not what the court's supposed
to
be doing.
Right. Well, if you pack the court, and if they win, if Joe Biden wins and Chuck Schumer's in charge of the Senate, Nancy Pelosi's in charge of the House, packing the court means what FDR tried to do in 1937 when he was unhappy after his New Deal victory and wanted to go to 15. Wouldn't that just make the Supreme Court yet another political body?
Well, I mean, yeah, but first of all, let's acknowledge it is a political body now. It always was supposed to be. The problem is it was supposed to be less powerful than it became. It became a way for the left to, and sometimes the right, but mostly the left in the last 40 years, to move through things they couldn't otherwise pass through. Remember, 2004, most of the country voted against same-sex marriage, and then the court does it by fiat, right? So, it would be the end of, I would argue it would be the end of the republic, the American republic, if they pack the court, because if they pack the court, that means they're willing to, the party in charge will then have the court, and I think they'd stay in power for a long, long time. So I think the public will reject that, but be clear, the Democrats have signaled. Joe Biden refuses to say he won't do it. He says, I'll let you know after. Let me tell you something. Nobody said this, and I'll say it to you. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass the bill to see what's in it about Obamacare? Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden is saying, now you have to elect me president to see what I'll do. I mean, these people, this is what they do. And here's what people should think about. In the first 6 months of a new presidency with the House and Senate, they will jam through things that they have to have for their base. Everybody does it, both parties. And so that's the kind of thing. Get rid of the Electoral College, for example. Get rid of the Supreme Court, pass the pack of Supreme Court. Those are the things that they would do. I think that's really true. And remember, on health care, the president said it last night. I'm glad he did. Health care is the only issue Democrats have an edge when you go look at the inside the polling. People think the Republicans had a chance and didn't do enough. But the president said it last night in a rally. All you have to do to deflate that, because it's an 80% issue against this, is say, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris said, we'll add all the illegal aliens to free health care in America. That's 20-plus million. The game's over. The voters know that the Democrats weren't truthful on health care, but they have to get it out there and tell the story. So it is now, again, one of the reasons they're not attacking Amy Coney Barrett, by the way, is she's the perfect profile for picking up votes. Catholic in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. So the Democrats know they've got a problem, and they're sort of holding back on any of that stuff as much as they can.
Well, I do think the power of the court evolved from one point by the Congress just not doing their job. They will not be clear. They will not go back and say, okay, here we're going to address this one issue. There's just a big fight. And they just let the court take over. They don't have to take any political blame. They just say, well, the court ruled. So that's why the courts have more power. And the other thing about it, Ed, that I've noticed is, man, aren't we taking it a little too seriously? We have open borders. We're burning down the cities. We have sanctuary cities. What difference does it make what the law is or who interprets it if no one's going to follow it if they don't like it? That's another problem we have. And I'm hoping that the if Amy's on there, I think that we have a chance they won't be able to change to just take out the Electoral College without an amendment and do things that they're going to say, here's what we're going to do. I think a more rational court will say, you're not doing that. You got to go to the people.
Yeah, I think so. But I think it is the people right now. You watch Joe Biden and you watch the campaign. I give them credit for this. They're running a campaign where they're misleading the voters on it. They're running on basically Trump issues, you know, on the economy, on empowering everybody. They're out there. You know, Joe Biden is now for American jobs. He's not saying, well, he voted for NAFTA. He also was in, you know, in the tank for China. He's not, but he knows what works in a campaign. Remember, campaigns get to this point, you're just trying to kind of ride out the momentum. What I hear and see internally in terms of polling from the White House and other places, this everything is going Trump's direction. Nothing, even his strength right now after recovering from coronavirus, out doing rally after rally, getting his base. Again, just think it through slowly. In 2016, Trump was new to the Republican Party. Now he's got 97% of the Republican Party behind him. It doesn't feel like people are leaving in the Republican Party Trump. You know, forget the Never Trumpers that have a loud voice with money raised from the left. But then who's gaining? Who's coming towards Trump? I think there's more people in the communities that we're not used to as Republicans getting, African-Americans, Hispanic, even LGBT folks that are saying they're for Trump. I don't see how this isn't a bigger coalition. And the media's desperation to tell us, like Hillary, that Trump's going to lose is a problem.
Yeah, they're over the top.
Oh boy!
I tell you though, Stevie, I think an issue, Ed, that I think we could vote on, and I think it should be kind of emphasized: do we want a nation where we take out under God, one nation with liberty and justice for no under God? Do we want to do that, or do we want to be one nation under God? Which I think God has kind of looked out for us, and I think we stick with him. And I think that's a big point that the Democrats in their convention went out of their way to cross out under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. That right there is a disqualifier for me, so whatever.
Mm-hmm. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, a few more minutes, ESPN 93.5. Okay, so I'm hearing, first of all, the Matt Drudge stuff, I can't even look at that thing anymore. They're just so...
Yeah, it's gone bonkers.
Gone nuts. Oh, it's over 91% Biden. But yet then I see a rally in Florida last night in Johnstown, and I'm seeing all these people and the line that stretches or look like miles of people that are gathering for this rally. The energy is off the charts. The amount of people are showing up off the charts, yet Biden's up 5 in Florida. How am I to navigate that, Ed? It doesn't make sense.
Well, it's very simple. It's very simple. In 2016, if you were asked if you supported Trump, and I did, you know, it's right about now my New York Times best-selling book came out 4 years ago, and The Conservative Case for Trump. And so people, when you asked back then, people would laugh at you. They'd say you're a fool. You know, he's a fool. He's a New York fool. Now, after 3.5 years of the media saying you're a toxic, you're a white supremacist if you support that guy, no one is telling the truth publicly, right? Here's an indication of how, and the media is aiding and abetting in the idea that Trump can win. They're trying to tell you that story. But here's a good test. There's Michigan, polling out of Michigan that says Trump is up by 8. And I said, that just can't be right. And here's why it can't be right. The polling for Senator Peters, the Democrat incumbent, has him leading the challenger, the Republican John James, by 1. In other words, if you were asked, will you vote for Senator Peters, a Democrat, or the new guy, the Republican, John James, people will answer the truth. Well, I think I'll go for that guy, right? I think I'll go for the new guy. I want to drain the swamp. You won't answer that on Trump. So the polling is wrong. Don't let your lying eyes deceive you. You know, look, lying polls or your eyes. As you said, the rallies. Here's an answer to a question. How many doors did the Trump campaign knock in the last week? 1 million. How many did the Biden knock? 0. Now, you can pay for TV to get over that, sort of, but as Johnny knows, having run for office and seen campaigns up close, you can't hide that kind of stuff, right? So the Trump campaign has all the right indications of a successful campaign. Now, America's divided, so it's not going to be a popular vote landslide, but my prediction, again, is that it's going to be a massive electoral college landslide with states that people don't see coming. The Trump campaign tells me New Mexico's in play. That's not supposed to happen. Arizona's within a margin of error. That's supposed to have been a runaway for the new guy, the astronaut, Kelly versus McSally. So I don't think you can listen to what you're hearing from any of the media right now. You've just got to keep saying, what are the real ways campaigns work?
Is there any way, and this might be a fantasy, is there any way I'll be sitting there and at 7:02, they'll say Minnesota has gone to Trump? They'd never do that, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. No, well, they'll never call it. That's one of the problems. That is going to happen. Minnesota will go to Trump.
What?
And that center up there.
You heard it here, Steve.
I mean, and the senator up there is going to lose. She's actually within the margin of error, the Senator Smith. But here's what you're not going to see. This is the bigger problem. On election night, the secretaries of state, the Democrat ones, are saying to the media, don't call the races. We need a chance to drag it out and make a bigger, make a problem. So forget about California. They'll call California on election night, and they'll say by 6 o'clock East Coast time, California will say the most historic win for Biden ever. That's part of the message that they want to drive. They want the public saying, oh my gosh. But then in all the other places where they can, they'll say, well, we can't call that. We got to look at the absentee ballots. And then there'll be lawsuits trying to drag it out. Remember, and you hear this here first, the worst case scenario for America is the Democrats using the courts to drag the system towards December 8th, which is the date that the Electoral College voters have to be submitted. And if they're not submitted, your state doesn't get to count. So if Texas is tied up in the courts, your electors don't get seated. The Electoral College meets without Texas. So they meet with California because Lord knows the California Secretary of State did that. So there's plenty of hijinks. But I think what you're going to see on election night is that in places where they can't believe it, and here's one more data point. You know, campaigns are all about data and understanding the data. None of the unions in the big cities, none of the police unions and fire unions are for Biden. They may, a few of the leadership are, but they're not doing the one thing Democrats counted on in big cities like Philadelphia, getting out the vote, dragging the people to the polls. Used to be the cops and firemen would be going, they'd be taking the day off and dragging. They're not doing that because law and order, they hate what Biden said and what Kamala Harris does. So if you don't have those things happening, you don't have the right things together. So I think Biden is weaker than anybody's ever seen. He's a perfect candidate for this moment. He's of the swamp. And the people don't want the swamp. And there's Trump banging away. I see the landslide coming, Stevie J. It's going to be something to see.
Wait a minute. Ed, you tell me, because I don't want to get my hopes up. So please help me. I just don't want to go there in my mind. But you really believe that Trump's going to win?
Trump is going to win more convincingly than last time. And he's going to win Minnesota and New Mexico. He's probably going to pick up New Hampshire. And you're going to see the Senate is going to go maybe five more Republicans.
What?
There's a couple of Republican senators, I might incumbents, that may have trouble.
Why not ask for more? What about the House?
Oh, the House is easy. That's going to be a little tighter, but it'll be a Republican House.
What?
It'll just be tighter by five or ten or 15 or so. Yeah,
oh
look, it's
goodness.
Not. It's all coming. It's coming hard, and America, you heard it here first. Have me on November 4th.
No, I know. We will.
No, stay with us for another hour or two, Ed. No, I got to tell you, though, if you look at that December 8th, it doesn't matter whether California puts theirs in and Texas doesn't. If somebody doesn't get 270, there is no call on that election. It could move to the House, and Ed, we're going to win. I'm pulling for Trump. Trump's going to win the House vote. It's only one vote per state.
I understand, but the more you introduce uncertainty into it, the more likely, no matter who wins, America's deeply damaged.
That's going to be damaged, yes.
I don't think the Democrats think they can win, if they're honest, but they do think they can delegitimize this president and make it a mess for a long time, for many, many months and years. And that's their fallback. If they can steal it and win, they want to. But if they can't, the fallback is make it so half of America thinks Trump didn't really win. And he deals with that.
You mean like they just did for the last four and a half years?
Exactly. This is the new Russia hoax, is that the election wasn't fair and managed well. That's exactly what their playbook is, and we just have to be aware of it.
Ed Martin, how do people connect with you, Ed?
Well, you know, the best one, because I know your folks are going to be into what I said, go to ProAmericaReport.com. ProAmericaReport.com and sign up for the daily email I send out, the wink. The one I mentioned today was Amy Coney Barrett is the best other running mate in American history. So ProAmericaReport.com.
ProAmericaReport.com. ProAmericaReport.com. The free email every day from Ed Martin. Okay, my friend, I appreciate it. Boy, oh boy, I just can't let your words sink in right now because I'd be too fired up and too disappointed. So thank you. I appreciate you, Ed. Thanks
have a good week, Ed.
All right, guys. Hey, I want to get in studio just like Johnny.
Champagne. We're bringing in the crop, the corn, and the beans. It's a great time to come. We're waiting for you.
Get away from the swamp, Ed. Move away from the swamp. Right. Thank you, Ed Martin from Washington this morning. president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, the Phyllis Schlafly Group. Phyllis's last hire was Ed Martin.
By the way, can you spell Schlafly?
S-C-H-L-A-F-L-Y.
L-Y or L-E-Y?
One F? You don't. You're guessing.
I would have guessed L-E-Y, but I think you might be right. No E at the end.
If you go to Google and go Phyllis and then just start Schlafly, I believe it comes up pretty quickly. Steve Suderman is over at Good Vibes. It's in Champaign, and I think you have deals, my friend.
And I don't care if you can spell Suderman or not. You know, it's because it's Prime Day, and I hate to shill for Jeff Bezos, but the big companies are all promoting whatever they have in stock. So there's some stuff that's not in stock, but Walmart and Target and, yes, even Good Vibes are having sales so that Mr. Bezos doesn't get to totally rake the tables. The Sony OLED TVs. The high models, the A9s, which are considered the finest televisions money can buy at any price, have dropped to the lower tier price levels. Those are the A9s are now priced like the A8s. The A8s, they're giving them away. The 55-inch has dropped to $1,299.
Well, this is $5,000 TVs, the OLEDs.
These are Sony OLED TVs. They are the picture is jaw-dropping. The audio is even good, which is not true of almost all TVs, and we've got them at we're giving them away at the other end of the price range. You can get a 43-inch LG 4K TV for $329.
Wow!
And that's the step-up model. That's not their super promotional $250 one. That's the better one. Our best-selling Bose soundbar is now just $150, $49.99. It's never been at that price before. And I've got one in my own bedroom. I use the thing every day because I can't hear my TV very well, so it really, really helps for that. Klipsch has got all their reference premiere. That's the good stuff, not the Best Buy line. That's their top line. You can get a pair of Klipsch bookshelf speakers for $329. And those are wonderful for music.
Yeah, no, those are fantastic. All right, so it's really going on and it's really happening. How do they get it?
And it's happening now, but it's happening. Some of these deals end today. They're just quick hitters. So go to gvibes.com. Look, you can check out what the deals are. Come see us at 2010 Round Martin Center. Call me up at 351-0998. We're easy to get to and find. And if you're on our email list, the links are all there to the good deals. I sent it out yesterday morning. If you want to be on our list, you can go to gvibes.com and get that on the bottom and just sign up for savings. I send something out once a month or so. We don't. We're not coal, so.
Right. All right. So, yeah, I get those. Anyway, so the bottom line is I can buy Christmas now because the prices are so darn good.
And by the time we get to Black Friday, there may not be the same kind of deals because they're expecting shortages. That's a fact.
All right, my friend. Good Vibes, Steve Suderman, locally owned and operated for darn near 50 years. You the man.
Thanks, Stevie.
All right, 757. We're in the middle of a Stever.
Yep.
PDR Automotive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm handing out money. $200 to go to PDR Automotive. John Marshall's a man you can trust. He's the owner of PDR Automotive. So if you need car, truck care, van care, you need tune-up, you need oil changes, you need tires, $200 to spend on me. The Stever program is a program where I give you money and you spend it.
Might have a family trip coming up inside the next few months for the holiday. So over the river and through the woods. And don't, fear your vehicle breaking down.
You need to go to GoStever.com and just click accept and you get $200 from me. It's a $200 giveaway. I'm going to do $1,000 a day. So five of you will be fortunate to get to use PDR Automotive and meet Josh and Chuck and John. Right there on Cunningham, just north of the Blossom Basket Florist. So, GoStever.com, click accept. You have two requirements. You have to get an appointment within 7 days. I mean, call within seven to set an appointment. They're probably, a few days out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So just call within a week to set up an appointment. And then tell me what you think of your experience. That's all there is to it. And I hand you money.
I love it.
It's crazy. What am I doing? GoStever.com, click accept. PDR Automotive, talking about $200. Okay. The news will be coming up. We might get a call from Griff Jenkins, Fox News Television, standing outside the White House.
Yep.
We are efforting him.
A windy day today. Winds up to 30 mile an hour by 4 o'clock this afternoon. High 80. We're at 48 now on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, everybody. It's Jay Layman, former Fighting Illini linebacker, All-American. Do you need a mortgage? Do you need to refinance? You looking to buy a house? As a real estate professional, I love to use Milder Financial Group. Milder Financial Group helps me get the best rate for my own home and for my client's home. So contact Milder Financial at MilderFinancialGroup.com. That's MilderFinancialGroup.com. Or visit them on the corner of Windsor and Duncan at the crossing.
Area-wide Technologies and owner Jeff Facer are pleased to announce a new strategic partnership with DNDC and owner John Calderon. Introducing DNDC Area-wide LLC. Jeff is still the owner of Area-wide and John is still the owner of DNDC of Illinois, but this additional alliance will combine their technical expertise to implement and integrate telephone systems and data networking systems for you and your business. If you have questions about the partnership or would like to see what they can do for your business, just call 217-359-8041. 359-8041.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.